everybody. Gosh, a warm welcome to any visitors that we have, especially of our first communicants. You guys, this is a day that we have been looking forward to for a very, very long time. And even as much as we have been looking forward to it, God has been looking forward to coming into your bodies, into your souls in the most blessed sacrament in the Eucharist. So today is just, it's such a great day. And we have a lot of big things to celebrate. So I'm going to ask our first communicants some various questions, and we'll just kind of see what happens. What is the first thing we celebrate? And we heard it in our gospel today. The first thing we celebrate today, Roman. Good Shepherd Sunday. Exactly. Jesus even just told us that he is the Good Shepherd. And isn't it beautiful that we have a brand new Pope? Of course, Jesus is our ultimate shepherd, right? But we are blessed to have a Pope who leads the whole church all the way. And where is the Pope leading us? Does anybody know? Yes, sir. To heaven. Bingo. That's why God gives us the Pope, why God gives us the bishops, the priests, the nuns, all of these people to help us get to heaven. That is where we ultimately belong in the long run. And so we're very blessed to have our brand new Pope. Now, who can tell me how the Pope gets elected? Does anybody know? How do we get a Pope? Fabian? There's white smoke, and the white smoke happens after two-thirds of the, what's the name of those bishops that wear the red clothes? Anybody know? Yeah, they. Cardinals! And a little known fact is that one day, somebody discovered a red bird, and they looked and they said, what should we call that thing? We don't have a name for it. And somebody says, well, the bishops in the Catholic Church, those big fancy ones, wear red. And they're called cardinals. We should name the bird a cardinal. And no joke, that's how the cardinals got their name. So two-thirds of the cardinals vote, and then there's white smoke. And then the one that gets elected has to say yes. And with one word, it's in Latin. It's the Latin word for I accept. As soon as the new Pope says those, as soon as the one that got the two-third vote at least says I accept, boom, he's the Pope. And so when Pope Leo the 14th, when he said I accept, he became our Pope. And praise God. Does anybody know how many popes we've had in the history of our church? Charles? More than 140. 265 plus 2. 267 popes. And so that's pretty cool. So we are so thankful today, but with one word, it changed everything. Now, I'm thinking of our Blessed Mother, because what's the second thing we celebrate today? Anybody know? She's probably sitting right next to you, Scarlett. Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers. Can we give them a round of applause? Oh my gosh. Happy Mother's Day. We love you. Oh my gosh. What are the two things that our mothers give us, the most important things that our mother gave us? Does anybody have an idea? Yes. Life. If it wasn't for your mom, you wouldn't be here. And the other thing, if it wasn't for this gift, you would not be sitting in this pew right now preparing for something very special. What is it? Faith. Oh my gosh. And so I want you all to say thank you to your mom because she gave you life. She gave you faith. Your dads have a good bit to do with it all too. But today's Mother's Day, and we are so thankful that God has used your mother to give you faith and life. Now, who is our mother in heaven? Mary. Exactly, Sam. And I'm thinking about one of our windows where the Blessed Mother, this is where she said yes. Anybody know where the window is? Can you point to it? Let's all point at the same time. There it is. And what is that? What is that called? Does anybody know when Mary said yes? Olivia. Annunciation. With one word. Mother Mary brought Jesus into this world. And with one word, fiat in English, yes, basically, with one word, and we see it on that window. Jesus takes life inside of the Blessed Mother's womb. Oh my gosh. Just like with one word, Pope Leo became the Pope. With one word, Jesus comes into Mary. And I'm here to sell the third special thing. The third special thing. What is it? You're all dressed up nice because of what? You're making your first Holy Communion. Exactly. And with one word, everything's going to change for you guys. With one word, when you're going to say it when you come up to communion, amen. With one word, you say yes, and Jesus Christ, God. And Pope Leo, on his first homily 2 days ago as the Pope, he said that Jesus is not just like a superhero. He's God. And so you are getting God today. And that's why your guardian angels who are here, your parents, your godparents, your families, your friends, the whole church, the court of heaven is rejoicing, because you are about to receive the most special gift that ever existed. And that is God, Jesus, in the Blessed Sacrament, in the Eucharist. And I am, with one word, amen. Jesus comes into you and will change everything. Now, how does that bread and wine become the body and blood of Jesus? What is the name of that word? Dane, do you know it? Transubstantiation. Dane, can you spell it for us, please? T-R-A-N-S-U-B-S-T-A-N-L-O-N-O-P-Q-R-S. Anyway, something like that. But you guys, this is when the bells ring, when these servers, look at all these servers. You must all be servers when it's time. But when these servers ring the bells, that's when the transubstantiation is happening. Bread and wine turn into the body and blood of Jesus. Oh my gosh, this is so happy. I'm going to tell you one last little thing. Here's a little picture in my Bible. I keep it. It's in John chapter 6, where Jesus talks about the Blessed Sacrament. And in this picture is my first Holy Communion. And I would suggest that all of you put this picture, not mine, but yours, in your Bibles on John chapter 6. And I even tell all the old people in here and the older people to do the same thing. Find a picture, put it in John chapter 6. Now, Noah, can you find me? I'm the most handsome one. That's a hint. Look at that. Isn't that cool? Look at all my hair. Anyway, I'll show you all later, but this was a very special day. This is with one word on this day, everything changed for my life. And it was one of the most important days of my whole life. Pope Leo, it's a pretty big deal. He just became the Pope, but you know what was even more of an important day for him? When he got baptized and when he got his first communion. Even bigger days than when he became the Pope. And so, boys and girls, I'm so excited. You have no idea how happy God is. You don't know how happy my heart is. Your teachers, your families, we're so happy. Jesus has been waiting to come into you and your body and your soul today, and it's going to happen. So I'm going to stop talking so that it can happen even sooner. Let us ask our beautiful God to watch over you always, and that you will receive Jesus and become little Jesuses everywhere you go, because he's inside of you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.